Ready? This week's Parsha's Bo. And there's, we know there's no aspect of the Torah that's superfluous, and certainly there's no element of Yetzias Mitzrayim that's unnecessary. Everything, every part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is there to teach us a lesson. And one of those parts of, you know, it's seemingly minor aspects of Yetzias Mitzrayim is when Bnei Yisrael is leaving, and the pasuk tells us, Uchel Bnei Yisrael lo yechratz kel lashono. No dog sharpened its teeth. We understand they didn't bark, they didn't make a big deal. And seemingly, that's a tremendous mila for the dogs. And we'll see in Parashas Mishpatim, it says when you have a buster trefa, when you have trefa, you give the trefa to the dogs. Why? Because l'yecharetz kel v'shono, the dog didn't bark, didn't make noise, and it didn't bother us when we were leaving Mitzrayim. So first of all, I saw it brought down in my Torah from Shalom Levinson, the Gemara and Bava Kama, something very fascinating. The Gemara and Bava Kama on Daf Samach Bei says the following. When the dogs cry, it's a simon that the Malach HaMavis is coming to the city. And when the dogs laugh, it's a simon that Elio is coming to the city. So what happened during Makas Bechoros? We know that the Malach HaMavis certainly was coming, right? The Malach HaMavis was coming to kill the Bechorim of the Mitzrim. And Eliyahu Novi was also coming, because it says in the Pasuk, V'l'yitin ha-mashchus lovo el batechem. And the first letters of all those words, V'lo, the Vav, the Yud, the He, the Lamed, the Aleph, and the Beis, spell out Eliyahu. V'l'yitin ha-mashchus lovo el batechem. So it's Rosh Tevos of Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu. And so we see that both Eliyahu Novi, I'm sorry, the Malach HaMavis came, where they're supposed to cry, the dogs were supposed to cry. The dogs wanted to cry. But also Eliyahu is coming. Eliyahu is coming, so that means when Eliyahu comes to a city, they're supposed to laugh. So when they came at the same time, so the dog was just silent. The dog was Sheva Al-Tasa. Very cute, you know, I guess, a tremendous Torah-dic effect. That this is what happened when the Malach HaMavis comes, and Eliyahu Navi comes, and this is one of the explanations why they didn't bark. Now, I saw another beautiful idea from Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. He says that we know that many animals, not many, but a number of animals got rewarded for certain things they did. And certainly, Yetzias Mitzrayim, there were two animals that played a role in Yetzias Mitzrayim. One was a dog, that lo yechratz kel v'shono. It didn't bark, it didn't make any trouble. But also the donkeys. The donkeys, we know that the Gemara tells us that each person leaving Mitzrayim had 60 donkeys, filled with all the looty, all the voot, and all the riches from Mitzrayim, and that's why we have the mitzvah of pidyon petach hamor. So the shaila is that was posed to Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, or perhaps he asked himself the question. He said, "I don't understand. When it came to the pidyon petach hamor, that's a holy mitzvah, right? When a person's firstborn donkey is born, he has to redeem it. That has kedusha. But the dog, right? What was the reward of the dog? The reward of the dog was something mundane. The dog gets the trefa, the tref meat, right? If an animal gets devoured, right? And again, officially it's an avela, but it's called the trefa is thrown to the dogs. You reward the dogs by giving them the non-kosher meat. So that's something mundane. What's pshat? Why is it that the reward of the dog was a mundane reward, and yet the reward of the donkey was more spiritual? So Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said beautifully that the dog, what did the dog do? It didn't bark. Didn't make trouble. So that doesn't help Klal Yisrael. Meaning, it saw the Mitzrayim, they were chasing after the Jews, or they were hurting the Jews, or whatever it is. And the Jews were leaving. The dog said, you know what? We don't want to take sides. We want to stay out of this. So, what are we going to do? We're not going to bark. We're not going to do anything. Mashiach and the donkey said, you know what? Bnei Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim. How can we go ahead and help Bnei Yisrael? Let's go figure it out. And what did they do? They said, come. The language he used over here, tamiso alai ani itchem, meaning the donkey said, we want to help you, Klal Yisrael. The dogs didn't do anything active to help the Jewish people. They were passive. They said, you know what? We see a fight. We're staying out of this. And that's why their reward is mundane, because they didn't do anything extraordinary. L'shem Shemayim, Masha'en Kain, the chamorim, the donkeys, they said, you know what? We want to facilitate the departure from Mitzrayim. We want to go ahead. We want to help Klal Yisrael. We want to stand up. We want to do something about it. And Mimela, their reward was in a holy sense. I think it's a tremendous life lesson. We see that oftentimes when it comes to Mekadeshim Shemayim, when it comes to helping out Klal Yisrael, some people say, you know what, I don't know, I don't want to get involved, I want to take a back seat. So, Memela, yes, you may get rewarded if that essentially is a good thing that you're doing, but it's not meritorious, it's not noteworthy. Because, oh, I don't want to get involved, somebody's doing the wrong thing, or I don't want to get involved, it's not none of my business. But on the other hand, what do you see from the donkey? You see from the donkey, when you see a tzorech, when you see a way to mikadosh Shem Shemayim, the way of the donkey, what gets rewarded with Kedusha, is to be proactive. So, and I think it's a very important lesson to keep in mind. For example, I mentioned this past week. I was talking to somebody, but last week's Gemara in the Daf HaYomi was discussing that the earlier generations had nisim done to them, and the Gemara tells us why did they have nisim? Because they were moser nefesh l'shem Shemayim for Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara brings a story about a Rav, Nachman, I forget exactly which Rav, that he saw a woman who was inappropriately dressed in the market, and he ripped off her clothing. Now. And it turned out that she was not Jewish, and he had to pay a fine of 400 kesef. So I heard in the name of Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal that an unbelievable thing. Notice what does the Gemara describe as the ultimate in Kiddush Hashem? What does the Gemara describe? So nowadays, of course, obviously the context of the generations, it's hard to imagine what this means. You know, that you know, see somebody who's not properly dressed and you go rip their clothing off. That obviously in today's day and age is, you know, hard to relate to. But what you do see, says Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, is that, you know, just because something's unpopular and out of the ordinary, but if there's a Shem Shemayim element, if there's a Kiddush Hashem that needs to be done, it has to be done. Right? You can't just stand idly by. And this comes up with anything. Of course, we know there's certainly times for rebuke, and it's a mitzvah in the Torah. But of course, in the same passage, it says "V'haftarecha kamocha." It can't come from a place of gaiva. It can't say, "Oh, I want to put this guy down and tell him that he's doing the wrong thing," etc. It has to come from the right place. It has to be within the framework of "V'haftarecha kamocha." But the point is that oftentimes we need to go ahead and we need to be kadoshim shemayim. Now. Even if it's unpopular, we have to speak up, think about ideas. When we hear somebody who's mechallel Shabbos, it should bother us. The stories of the Chafetz Chaim, where the person with the cigarette on Shabbos, and he just like caresses his hands and says Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. It should bother us. Of course, I would never condone, violent protests and these kinds of things. That's not our way. But on the other hand, we have to feel internally like if Shem Shemayim is being, if there's a Chilul Hashem, it should bother us, and we should go ahead and we should try to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And like the donkeys are showing us, it has to be proactive. Not like the dogs. The dogs, the reward is mundane because what do? They just, you know, I'm just gonna turn a blind eye. I'm gonna walk away. And I've heard, you know, in V'derech Mashal, I forget who speaks like this, but you know. If somebody would insult or somebody would hurt one of our closest relatives, you know, we would be appalled. So we should also be appalled if this is a desecration of the name of Hashem. Okay, whatever it is, it's Chilul Shabbos, you hear people speaking Lashon Hara, you hear people insulting people, or people are doing Averos, it should really bother us. Again, how to react, what's the proper measured reaction? Obviously, you have to consult. First of all, you have to come from a perspective of Haftarich Kamocha, and perhaps you should consult with somebody, a friend, or a Rebbe, or something like that, to make sure your reaction is appropriate. But it should really bother us. That's what it means to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That's what we see from the donkey. I think it's appropriate also to add the Gemara in Yuma, which speaks about what does it mean to love Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma, Pei Vav and Aleph, tells us, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Kigon, I'm sorry, let's skip. Abai Omer, Kiditanya, V'haftu L'Recha Kamocha. What does it mean to love Hashem? What does it mean to love Hashem? We say it twice a day, at least, most of us, I'm sure, three times a day. V'haftu Hashem L'Kecha. What does it mean to love Hashem? Says the Gemara, She'ishem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadcha. People should love Hashem because of you. The Gemara continues. She'ikore V'shone Yishu Yishma. You should learn, U'mashamish Tamil Chachamim. You should serve Tamil Chachamim. Your business dealings and your interactions with people should be pleasant. And therefore, Ma'abriyos Omros Olav, what should people say about you? Ashri Ovi Shalom the Torah, praiseworthy is his father that taught him Torah. Ashri Rabbi Shalom the Torah, praiseworthy is his Rebbe taught him Torah. Okay, so what do you see from here? You can't have the learning and the Kriyat Shema without the pleasantness of Brios. It's obvious. And when it comes to loving Hashem and making Hashem beloved upon people, it has to do with both the Bein Adam L'Malkom and the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So both things have to exist. You have to have the desire and dedication to love the name of Hashem, but you also have to be pleasant and be a tremendous role model and an outstanding and impeccable character when it comes to society. However, says the Gemara, continues, what does the person say? And of course, the Gemara is saying that when they see a Talmud Chacham acting nicely, they say, "Wow, it all comes from the Torah." And they say, "How pleasant are his ways? How appropriate are his actions?" And the pasuk says, and Hashem says about himself, "Avdi ata Yisrael, Asher b'chol es par." Okay, and then it goes on to say, but somebody who learns and says Shema and learns and doesn't act appropriately to the Brios, that's the language is Oylehem the Brios. Oylehem the Brios Shalom the Torah. I'm sorry, they skipped. Somebody who doesn't act nicely, what do they say about him? Oylehem the Shalom the Torah. It came from the Torah. What was the person who taught this person Torah? And what was to the father that taught this boy Torah? Because obviously, this young man didn't learn anything. But you see from here, that when it comes to Mikadosh Shemayim, bringing the love of Hashem to this world, it has to do with Midos Tovos. And it's all part of the same thing. And it reminds me also, really, that the recent Daf Yomi as well, that Rabbi Leo wouldn't let in anybody who wasn't Toho Kubara, whether it was right or it was wrong. And of course, we know when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over, he obviously opened up this Hafsalim. And of course, there was some Nechama for Rabbi Leo. But the point is, Toho Kubaro, whose outsides matches his insides. So what does that mean? That it's not all about the externals, not about he learns, but he's rough on the edges. No, he has to be, he has to have proper midos. And just going full circle, and if a person really wants to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, of course, number one is when you see Rachman al-Hassan travesties and desecrations of the name of Hashem, you have to do something about it. It has to bother you. You have to do something about it. But, of course, with proper measure. And if the person wants to reach the ultimate levels of the way to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, to make the name of Hashem beloved upon people, it's to not only daven and learn, but also to have proper midos, and then he'll be a role model, and he'll really be Mekayim, the idea that Klai Yisrael is supposed to be a light unto the nations. Have a great Shabbos.